Remember, clean yourself up.
Just washing my hands.
It's incredible, man. It, when you peed as a kid, man, you dug it. I mean, I'm from the East in New York, man. You know, they have snow. Kids used to stand around, you know, like, and in the snow, you're 8 years old. It was groovy. You'd stand and you'd pee your initials in the snow. You know, groovy. It really was out of sight. You do, like, you know, the trip. M, you know, R. And if you had a little dribble, you made a period. You know. Really, oh, it's immortal. It stayed there for days.
Fall asleep now. I hear we go through the lift now. Come on, let's fall asleep there. Come on, move like a whip now. Everybody do the different shit.
Chicks are like dogs, man. They leave their things around so that anybody else comes in, they know there. Whether it's a bobby pin or something, they leave it there, man. Letting every other chick know, yeah, I was here and I did it against that hydrant. That's where it is. They even got astrology freaks. Mm. Like chicks are all into it for some thing. Astrology. So they lay on the cat before he even gets like the first base. What are you? What is it that's rising for you? That's what you do, man. You're now obligated eternally. Call on me anytime. You become the bank. Anytime. For anything. Forever. Because of one night. Yes. But you said you loved me. I did. Then. That moment. That second. That instant second of beauty between us. Now, will you get out of my house? Let's say that a level of communication comes on a chart from 1 to 10, and marriage is not based upon Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And what was her thing with the dwarfs anyhow, man? I never understood that. I knew I was scared of the witch, and I didn't understand the dwarfs, man. I didn't care what names they gave me, Snoopy, Nosy. Wait, what are you doing with that chick? A young chick sleeping in a bed with seven dwarfs? It's a very weird little trip, man. Get high one day and read it.
What are they trying to tell us, guys?
Sleepy would be a downer freak. Into second offs, dropping them all day. Dopey would be a grass smoker, you know. Well, you guys go on ahead. Sneezy was a coke sniffer. Grumpy was a speed freak.
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Happy was an acid head. I love you. Bashful was a juicer. And Doc was the connection. Dig where that is. Snow White was their fantasy. Speed, Road Kitty, Ask Anyone.
It'll just kill you. I mean, it'll destroy you. No question, it'll rot you deep. It'll drive you crazy. Speed will get you. Speed will just get you out of your mind. You're paranoid. You'll just get crazy. But for about 2 hours.
America's on the pill. Oh, wow. America is a pill. And nobody else in the world wants to swallow us. Well, that's it. No, that's really where it is. I mean, everybody gets the tube. And we are the only country in the entire world, man. Really groovy together country. You can see a war every night on television in full color on 3 channels, man. Take your choice. Want to follow the 1st Battalion? No, I was watching A Company and Dan Fu last night. Oh, groovy, man. Well, let's turn them on again. Took some heavy shots today, didn't they? Mm-hmm, Corporal Rodriguez. We're glad to be here, man. They must have done something for that guy. I don't believe Rodriguez wants to be there unless he's getting a lot of something that he ain't gotten before. What can that be? I mean, I can see where they're going to turn it into a special, man. You'll tune in, and one Sunday they'll have, like, the war. You know, and you'll have guys like John Cameron Swayze. This is John Cameron Swayze here in North Vietnam. We're just about to tie a Timex on Pham Luong Duc, a North Vietnamese infiltrator who is just about to go down the Ho Trail. Good luck, Pham, baby. 3 months later, there's the dead body of Pham. Notice, though, that the Timex is still working.
We'll buy anything, man. You could sell us a war. You could sell us anything. It's just incredible what we'll buy. Cigarettes. Well, if you're a speed freak, he just fused your mind.
La chatte et la chienne are a female cat and female dog. Weird, no?
Transplanting things. I mean, not everybody wants to volunteer things. A lot of selfish people in the world. What happens if they run out of, you know... And let's say Howard L. Hunt, he's a billionaire, man, says, I really want to have a good kidney, man. Now, you know there's a lot of bad cats in the world, man, that would, for just $25, go and break an arm. If Howard L. Hunt said, here's $500,000, baby, half a mil, they get him a kidney. Yours or mine or anybody's. They're gonna get him a kidney. It's incredible. They'll have to begin raising them. Yeah. Down to the farm. Here's a really good set of gonads, man. Oh. Don't you cat mind when you take... Oh, no, they love it. That's the way they're raised, you know. I mean, the future's got to be an incredible trip. Even if you didn't see 2001. Thank you.
pega de
Kill the dogs from the door! Get those fashion big Yankees, imperialists, get them! Leave it down, Che Guevara! Guevara!
And as the sun sinks slowly into the west, we bid fond farewell to our little brown brothers who joyfully smoke their sugar cane and live with us in friendship to the south in their little island and make us think...
Back to the Cubans. We had that whole thing, man. They were doing things. They're coming north and outrigger canoes. Watch out, you know. Oh. Miami, they had guys at the point, you know, like over the dog track, guys looking. They're coming, Irving. Get the tanks. Whatever they did. The Miami National Guard. Incredible people, man. Another trip. You know what happened? Two Cubans in New York. True story, man. Stole a bazooka from the Riverside Armory. And they stationed themselves across the East River from the UN building. The East River is about 90 feet wide. The UN building is 13 blocks long, 7 blocks deep, and 106 stories in a perfect rectangle. They fired at it and missed it. True story, man. That's it. You mean it went into the river. I thought you aimed high. No, you didn't. That's why we're not worried about Cuba anymore. We should have let the Russians give them the missiles and then said, shoot. And they would have gotten somebody we didn't like. Or somebody who didn't like us, because that's the rest of the world.
Oh, holy night. The stars were brightly shining. It was the night that our dear Savior was born.
Governor?
What?
Some Negroes are outside of the State House.
Kill them.
Hark to the angels.
Black people were even more afraid than we were. They had the whites of their eyes to roll. I mean, a black coward was really the epitome of a caricature. Man Tan Morland.
Oh, Mr. Chan, feet, why don't you move?
Little black kids watching their hero, Man Tan.
You want to be like Man Tan, don't you, Roosevelt?
Bull- Hey, black people really don't know how to handle George Wallace, man. They want to beat him up and all of that jazz. They're really not really grooving on the right train or level of purity. Because if black people really wanted to freak George out, everywhere they went, instead of wanting to hit him, they'd want to kiss him.
Just give him a million kisses. 4 million black mouths kissing him everywhere he went, man. We love you, George, baby. Love you. Oh, man. Bring George back out again. One, the cops can't hit nobody for loving somebody. Two, 4 million black males trying to kiss George would freak his mind out so bad that he'd sit in Montgomery and be afraid to come outside the house for fear his fans were waiting for him.
Now when I get up to Harlem, baby, I'm gonna have me some soul. Yeah, I'm gonna get me some barbecue chicken. Yeah, we'll give this man right over here some spare ribs. And we got some black eyed peas for Mr. Roman. And we'll give my brother, Mr. Jim Miles, over here a big hunk of piece of watermelon. blind, you jungle Jim. Pretty boy of karma, we'll give him some spare rib. Wow! Hey, everybody go uptown. Everybody gonna let their hair down. I'll meet you up at your bar, Mr. James Brown, Mr. Wilson Pickett, Mr. Rufus Thomas. They're all gonna be there. We'll all be there. Wow, uptown. Everybody's gonna let their hair down.
According to the Free Press, 600,000 cigarette papers are sold each and every month in Los Angeles County, and only 2 tins of loose tobacco.
It's gonna sound good on the album.
Oh, we're not gonna do this on the album.
This is all the tape that's being sent to your mother.
One night after work, we went across the street from this club on Sunset Boulevard, and we sat down in a booth, a whole group of us. And I looked down, and on the menu it said, Black Sambo Pancakes. I said, oh, wow, boo, that's really bad, you know. So, like, when the waitress came over, I said, why don't you have, like, wop salad, you know, you know, kike orange juice. So she said, what's the matter with you? I said, look, why don't you just call them pancakes? You know, she said, well, and suddenly the manager's there. What's the trouble here? So there's no trouble. I said, but, you know, I think Black Sambo Pancakes is in bad taste. Why don't you take it off the menu altogether? So the guy says to me, hey, you want to eat here? You don't. I said, okay, that's it. I said, I want 400 orders of Black Sambo Pancakes. You know, the ones that talk like this. I said, bring them over and I'll pay. She said, you know, do you have the money to pay for that? Well, I had some bread, and I got some bread for some guys at the table, and we laid out $200 on the table. Well, now, man, dig this. She turns in the order. Okay, we're crazy, but we laid the money down, right? So now the cook is, like, making pancakes. Pancakes and pancakes. He's making pancakes. Other people coming into the place can't. The guy can't even get, like, you know, a guy can't get a hamburger, nothing, because the chef's busy making pancakes. So, like, pretty soon, all the freaks in the place dig, like, the guy's just making pancakes. So a guy comes over to our table who I know, a guy by the name of Barry Feinstein, who's a wiggy guy. He says, hey, Murray, what's going on? So I tell him, you know, Black Sambo, I'm uptight. So he goes, oh, really? Sits down at his table, says to the waiter, we want 150 orders of Black Sambo pancakes here, man. All right? And the dang, man, now table's roaring. No, my 500. I have blueberry Black Sambo. They're doing numbers. Everybody's wild, you know. It's unbelievable. It's just a waxing. Okay. Naturally, the sheriff's department. Ready for this? The L.A. Sheriff's Department, like, you know, was really uptight because they don't get to make no heavyweight busts. So they finally figured something that they were going to do. This is the truth. They trained a secret squad of sheriffs. And they figured they're going to bust every doper in this city and just get all the freaks off the street. How are they going to do this? They're going to train the secret squad of sheriffs into being hippies. Huh? There was a clever guy at the police department the day that thought came up. Right? So they let their hair grow long, much to the chagrin of their wives and families. And they began to learn words like, you know, say groovy. Groovy! No, man, that's like a cop. Oh, shit, don't let him know you're a cop. And then they sent him up one night on the strip. Right? Their 7 prize Secret Service sheriffs.
They were all wearing their Nehru things with the plastic medallion and the big green jewel in it, you know, man. Looking really hip, you know. And, in their brown Tommy Can shoes. We don't have to get those. Dick looking at a hippie, looked out checking Tommy Can shoes and saying, uh-oh. Right? And they sent him up on this trip, and here's the story now. I mean, he walked up, and they were outside the whiskey, hanging out and doing the numbers, like, where is it? You're holding anything? And like that, and doing little inhales to people as they went by. See if they got any answering response or whatever, man. And the LAPD busted him. Yeah, man. Came and took him. You know, they had all them cops up there, man. Here were freaks running around going, where is it? And how that boom, took him. And then they began to yell on the street, I'm a cop. Oh, yeah, well, we know about you guys. Yeah, you know, so they all say, we're cops. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to give you a sock, man. Tell me you're a cop. Dressed like that, you bum beatnik, left-wing peacenik, red commie fag. That's for peace and freedom. Now, what happens in California with our beautiful police department? You drive along, you pass a stop sign, suddenly there's a polite tapping on your window. You look over, and there's a Nazi Dr. Kildare. I mean, neat, Charlie, every tooth perfect white. Not a flaw, a blemish, a pimple mars his perfect self. And our perfect uniform polished by inferior groups, whoever they are. An American cop. He rolled the window down, and he then says, we know what we did, don't we? Bang. They emasculate you, man. He's been so polite, you gotta say, thank you, officer. Thank you for giving me a ticket. May I kiss your gun? Church, follower of Christ. Nice guy, really was. Nice cat, Jewish, came around. Beard, long hair, beads and sandals. You know what the LAPD would do, the sheriff's department would do to that man? Are you kidding? In Anaheim, near Disneyland? They'd beat him up in a minute, spray him with mace so fast they'd lacquer his hair to his head. Hey, the Mexicans won't even let him in their country because he's got long hair. That's how bad that's gotten, because what the church got to be, man, was... They weren't in the business of God anymore, man. They were in the business of property. That's it. Own a lot of property, and you got to keep the property up. So, we got to sell this word. Now, the way you sell this word is you tell them any other word, I don't care what it is, anything, that's heresy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They talk a meter? That's right, man, heresy. And if any of you people commit heresy, the Inquisition, the voice of Christ, will kill your immortal soul. And you'll burn and rot in hell, eaten by scorpions, snakes, worms, and ants, while your old lady does it with a million black men. Dig where that is, man. That's the church. The church is a fashion show for fags, man. Hey, yeah, gowns and mitres and jewels. Every fag in this country would trip on being an archbishop. So you get him walking along in San Francisco on his way to Pinocchio's, man.
making it into bishops with the purple drape and a thing and a cassock and groovy and miters and all of that. Hi! Where you going, Claude? Going to work at Finocchio's tonight. Okay, Your Grace. You know, whatever they call each other. Because putting it where it is, priests will walk you to the gas chamber while telling you to read the Bible, which says, thou shalt not kill. That's a little weird, man.
Read the Bible, my son, and repent. Thou shalt not kill, guys. Hey, thou shalt not kill, says it. Thing you wanted me to read here. Yeah, this is what it says. Hey, Father, why are you letting me strap me in the chair, Father? They don't believe me. It's in the book. Tell them, Father. Thou shalt not tell them. Father. They can't hear you through the window, you see. you, man. Excuse me. I promised that I would not. Forgive me. Forget it. I just took it back. We ran the tape back. Splice it out. It didn't exist. But I sure do know, man, it's a good word. I mean, when you're really angry, man, you know, oh, sugar, don't make it. And that's the truth. I wish they'd let us use the word, man. It's so groovy. You want to... America talks about pornography?
Sunday. See the blind see. See the lame walk. See the deaf hear. 2:30, 4:30, 6:30. It's showtime.
I want to tell you about the sweetest, most perfect, most natural human being living in this earth today, and I'm talking about my friends, namely myself.
That's the truth.
Amen, brothers. Amen. Mouth temple.
Hallelujah.
Mouth temple, friends. And the reason they call me mouth is because I can suck the Lord into your soul.
Suck it into your soul.
Amen, friends. Amen, brothers. And to prove to you that I'm right and truthful and righteous, brothers, last week a 90-year-old man said to me, mouth, I don't believe in you, and he was struck sterile.
Oh, hallelujah, man.
Clear light lives, my brother. He lives. And to prove to you that my word is the truth.
True.
Just last week, I was on a crusade in Bakersfield, friend. Where they need a crusade, my brother. They need help in Bakersfield. And I looked out there and I said, brothers and sisters, is there anybody out there suffering from a sickness, an illness, a disease?
Crabs! Hallelujah, Brother Mouth.
Well, because, man, like cancer will kill you, but crabs will drive you crazy. Amen, brothers, hallelujah. To prove to you that my word is the truth, I'm looking for you for an authentic letter.
Find it.
There's one right there.
Oh, good.
That I might read to you to prove to you. To prove to you! That the truth cometh and liveth in each and every soul.
Yes.
If that soul gives money.
Give money. Give a lot of money. Money. Give it to mouth.
And we'll read this letter to you, my friends, in the hope that you understand the total truth.
True.
Dear beloved mouth, I was an inmate in an institute for the criminally insane.
Crazy people.
Freaked out, mouth.
Freak.
Screaming and yelling in a padded cell, naked. But then I seen you on the TV and heard you on the tube, mouth, on the electric radio.
Hallelujah.
I heard your clear word, mouth. The word of truth.
Yes.
The word of the purple radiance.
The radiance.
And mouth, your word changed me.
It changed.
Yes, it changed me. Mouth, I am no longer an inmate in an institute for the criminally insane.
Mouth.
No, mouth. Because of you, I am the governor of the state of Alabama.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, brother, hallelujah.
You have a choice. You can turn me off.
You are the only sensor.